KFIZ News Time, 940, coming up on 941 as Final Act Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios here this morning. Thanks for joining us here in KFIZ on a Monday. It's April 12th of 2021, and means it's time to check in with our friend Kathy Lumens from the Final Act Senior Center as we chat here on a Monday morning, like always. Kathy, happy Monday. How was the weekend for you?
Happy Monday, Spencer. It was rainy and wet. How about yours?
About the same. I don't think the weather was too much different from where I was to where you were. So about the same. Got some stuff done around the house. That's about it. Not too much to do outside when it was kind of a rainy and soggy weekend. So, you know.
It's amazing how everything is greening up so nice. So it's encouraging.
Yes.
And the leaves, too, are just like popping out. And
yes, that is
spring
true.
Spring is here.
The lawn here at the station is a lot greener than it was just 1 week ago at this time. So that's good. But
yeah.
I miss the 70s and 80s we had at the early part of last week.
For sure. But yeah. They're coming back.
That's true. Yep. And we're looking for better things ahead. But do we start a new week? What's new at the center this week?
Oh, more programs starting up out in our parks. Our woodcarvers are meeting today out at the Deneview Shelter at 10 o'clock. And our line dancers started last week. So if you're interested in either of those things, just let us know. And as the spring progresses, we'll have more and more things going on. I did want to remind people that coming up on Wednesday, we are having a microgreens presentation on Zoom, how to grow your own microgreens. And what microgreens are is like they're the seedlings of herbs and vegetables that you can just clip off and use in your cooking. And so if you're interested in learning more about them and how to grow them, tune in on Wednesday. Again, our Zoom information is the same for any of our programs. So if anybody is tuned into any of our Zooms, it's always the same meeting ID, always the same password. It's included on page 6 of the newsletter. You can certainly call us and get that information. And in fact, I just was reading an article that Amber Killaway from the United Way sent over about one of the New York City senior centers and how they're using Zoom and how it's really helped keep people connected during all of this. So It's a neat platform, and we use it several times a month. And if you would like to learn how to use it, just give us a call. We'll work one-on-one with you to get you acclimated and show you where all the tools are, and then you can join us for all of these neat things we're doing, because we also have a couple more presentations next week, including the Financial Power of Attorney Zoom presentation, and then also a Hospice 101 Zoom presentation coming up towards the end of the month, which would be really nice if people were able to attend that one, too. And then this week, Thursday, is the Strange Headlines Zoom, where we just get together and talk about, I'm sure you've seen it on some of the late-night talk shows where they bring up news headlines and different stories and how funny some of them are. And so we do a Zoom and talk about that. We encourage anybody that wants to participate to find their own Zoom headline or strange headlines that they can share with the group. And it's just been kind of a nice way to stay connected with people, see everybody's smiling faces, and still be able to offer some great educational programs. If you missed the Power of Attorney for Healthcare program that we did on Zoom last week, it is available on our YouTube channel. We did post the entire program, so you can log on anytime to YouTube and watch that video and get all the information at your leisure, and we will continue to do that as we do some of these other ones, too, so that if you can't make it right at that time, it's still available for you to watch on demand.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, Zoom is great. And like we've talked about before, it's one of those things that's probably not going to be leaving our world even after we're all back to normal. So, it's an important tool that will continue to be used, right?
Right. Wanted to remind people also that we are ordering the Mahjong cards for this year. So if you need a new Mahjong rule card, let us know. We will get one ordered for you. And then we're still taking orders for our Senior Center t-shirts. And I'm happy to say we have enough dine-out books on hand right now that I can put the word out there that we have them available. Up until this point, we've pretty much, they've all been spoken for as they've come in. And so we've had waiting lists of people. Right now we're caught up with our waiting list. And so if you are in the market for 2021 Senior Center Dine Out coupon book. It has coupons for about 44 different coupons for local restaurants and things. They're $7 again this year. If you would like one, give us a call and set up a time, and we can meet you at our handy-dandy drive-up window and get that out to you. So lots of stuff going on, as always.
Very cool. Hey, Kathy, we actually had a listener question in since the last time we talked, and I know we briefly talked about it last week, but the question was, and let me pull it up here so I don't misquote the person. They want to know when seniors will be allowed back in the center. So that is the question we were sent in. Is there a definitive answer to that question just yet?
That is a question that we get numerous calls about any given day. And so the answer at this point is that our outdoor programs are beginning, and we will do what we did last summer and fall into, you know, in our parks and keep people outdoors. We do have a plan in place for a slow reopening. And I think I talked a little bit about that last week about how it will look different. Mm-hmm. The programs that we offer will be programs where we can follow the CDC guidelines along with state, county, and city recommendations. So people will be 6 feet apart and social distanced. They will wear masks, and it will. So a lot of people are calling and they want to know when they can play cards. And at this point, until things change, card playing will not be coming back until we get to the point where the CDC says that we don't have to social distance at 6 feet. I did have a call from somebody saying that the CDC was recommending now 3 feet, but actually what they recommended was 3 feet for students in a K-12 educational setting, because the data has shown that that is a safe environment for children, but it has not been proven that it's a safe environment for people that are 65 and older, or in our case, 50 and older. So like I said, we will be, you know, implementing some programs over the next couple of months. For indoor programming, it will be by reservation only. Mm-hmm. Limited capacity, respecting the county's, you know, phase that we're in, which right now lets us be at 75% occupancy, but at 6 feet apart. We've got our rooms all measured, and there's a calculator online where you can put in the square footage of your room, and it tells you how many people can be in that room at 6 feet apart. And so we've got everything all set to go. And if our numbers continue in the right direction, we'll be happy to start implementing some of those things. But, you know, all those are subject to change based on, you know, based on the guidelines. It's far above my pay grade, you know, who makes all those decisions and recommendations. But we have worked this whole year to keep people safe, and we're not going to let up now and just open the doors and and let, you know, let everybody come in. And I know it's going to be really hard, and it's going to be hard for us as well, because we would like nothing better than what the old normal was, but we're not in a position right now to go back to that old normal. So
right.
That was a very long answer for a short question.
That's all right. I know we had touched on it briefly last week, and it's a fair question, and I don't think we fully addressed the answer on this segment, but you know, things will change. As we know, they can change rather quickly. Hopefully they'll change for the good and not for the bad. But you know, it's just kind of a wait and see game, just like everything else nowadays, right?
Yep. And it'll go, you know, the first place it'll go out is in our newsletter, as things, as it always has, is our main communication tool. Any updates or changes will go out monthly on things that will come back and things that'll be indoors, and just like the things that are going on in the parks, you know. We're doing the best we can with the resources we have, and the main priority is just to keep everybody safe. And you know, there's very strong opinions on both sides of this issue, and we're not here to debate, you know, what people believe on either side. We're just here to try and keep people safe and provide things for them to do, and we're doing it, you know, as many ways as possible with that, with those CDC and state and county and city guidelines as the driving force behind all of that.
Very good. Kathy, anything else you wanted to share about this week?
No, that covers it. And the meal's still going on, so if people are interested in picking up senior dining, give us a jingle. We've always got those Monday through Friday, and always give us a jingle if you have ideas about outdoor programming you'd like us to work on or different educational programs. We're always here to see what we can do to reach more people.
Excellent, Kathy. Thanks. Have a great week.
You too, Spencer.
Kathy Lubin's joining us from the Fond du Lac Senior Center here on KFIZ 951, cloudy and 48. More coming up.
The shootout winning Yamaha.